Welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That was Ben.
And that is Kevin. And I feel like that was a 1950s superhero slash film noir detective intro.
Well, it is Halloween when we're recording this.
Still Halloween.
And you can see my costume that I'm wearing, and that's the look I'm going for.
Yeah, it's a great costume.
Thank you.
I don't want to talk about it too much, but it's very impressive.
Thank you.
No trick-or-treaters yet.
Yeah, it'd be really weird if a trick or... You know what? I was about to say, can we get a trick-or-treater to come in and ask a question?
Parents probably. Would be like,
one, here, sit here while we make your s'more over this watermelon lemonade candle.
Yeah, I feel like we would get in trouble for that.
Probably. We both
have the kids come in and do their jokes on mic.
That would be tight.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I just said tight, like it's 1990 something. Anyway. What do we do here?
Well.
Oh, wait. I start that part off.
Generally.
Yeah. We do a performance review.
Yep.
I kind of teased a little bit of the performance review last week, but we do have some good stuff that we can share in the performance review this week.
Yeah. That's a review of ourselves that other people have done.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we do the reason that you're here, probably why you're here, is that we have solicited a question from someone out there in the world, and we're going to answer that question using some pre-advice and then also the tarot. And from the tarot, we'll draw three cards, and then we'll solve that problem this way. Those three cards will be the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Book it. After that, we do the card of the week.
And then after that, we have the outro. We pack it up. We ask you to do a lot of things for us, but we keep the conversation going.
Yep.
And then a special surprise at the end.
Yeah. It's my favorite part.
It's my favorite part too.
Is it really? It's probably your favorite part to edit.
Yeah, because then I'm done.
How can Yeah. How can I throw Kevin off this week?
Yeah. Sometimes I do feel like, because I'm the one editing it, I feel like I'm always being mean to you.
I don't feel that.
Okay, good.
You know, I don't
Sometimes
ever,
it's me.
You know that I don't take jokes personally.
Yeah.
So there have definitely been times where I've been driving and listening to the podcast and just start laughing. And the person next to me driving is probably like, what is that guy laughing at? Turns out he's laughing at himself.
He's laughing at the little bit that I saved for the end.
It's my favorite bit.
Do you think that's, like I said, that the reason that you're probably here is for the spread, but what if they're just here for the joke at the end?
I'm here for the jokes at the end, guys.
They just skip. They 30-second skip all the way through the episode to the last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And they hear, spoiler alert, magic is real. The outro and then whatever dumb thing you said that I saved.
That's cool. I mean, I appreciate you listening through the whole entire episode and not just like using your finger to move it.
No, I'm saying what if they did do that?
Oh, that's cool. I think it counts as a play.
Sure.
I'll count it.
Yeah. It counts as a download for sure.
Yeah, I'll take the download.
Sure. Yeah, we need that.
So I listened to a podcast. I took the train back from Chicago this weekend.
Okay. You weren't flying.
No, I flew.
This was different.
So I flew up to Chicago and I took the train back. Train's just cheaper and I had more time on the way back. And okay. I kind of like reading and doing that. But I listened to a podcast, a different podcast.
Gasp.
I listened to this podcast too. But the podcast that I listened to is 3 hours long.
Ezra Koenig?
No. No, this American Life is only like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Maybe 2 hours. But no, it's like one person interviewing somebody else for 3 hours in a studio.
Who has time to be interviewed for 3 hours?
He does 4 episodes a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who has that kind of time? Okay.
I'm not promoting his podcast. Bleep that part.
Not an ad.
Not an ad.
Couldn't be.
So, yeah, it was intense. But I listened to it on 1.5 speed.
Okay.
And I will say that 1.5 speed is legit.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah, and I don't really like it for our podcast.
Our jokes hit harder.
Do they?
I
just don't like my voice sped up.
Okay. I saw this week that Netflix is testing a 1.5 speed option.
For shows?
For shows and movies, which I am very into.
You are, huh?
I won't do it. I won't use it because I don't watch anything anyway. But I like the idea of it. Because I used to, a while back, my boss used to be really into, a couple jobs ago, he used to be really into movies, and I don't ever watch movies, so he would tell me to watch all these movies. He's my boss, so I sort of felt like I should, or I should at least watch some of them, so I got his references. But I was really wishing at that time that I could watch it on double speed just so I could chug through the movie and get on with my life.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like some people are going to get down on that, especially like, I mean, I feel like I get what you're saying.
It's not the point.
It is not the point. And like for stuff that's like, I don't know, like a real, like a critically acclaimed movie that like, it's like a really good director. Like, I don't know, like The Shining or something like that.
Watching The Shining on 1.5 speed.
Yeah. Right. It's like, why would you wouldn't want to, it's like, you wouldn't chug a bottle of really nice French wine.
Yeah. Although I love the idea of a different podcast or show where I watch movies on like double speed and just give my review of the movie on double speed. Fast Flicks TM.
Fast Flicks. It's like a podcast where you you upload it, the audio, like already at 2.0 speed.
Oh yeah. You have to listen to that's right. My audio, you can only listen to it fast, and it's my fast take on
But if somebody like speeds that up to 2.0 speed.
Like Brian's walking around listening to podcasts on 1.7 speed and he gets Fast Flicks, which is already at double speed.
Fast Flicks.
TM.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Love this.
So that's the update on Netflix. It's definitely not the point, but I love that it's a thing.
I didn't even get to make my point. And my point was like, that would be super nice for Game of Thrones. Cause I've never gotten into Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you need to watch Game of Thrones. And I'm like, I would watch it on 2.0 speed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not the point.
Yeah.
Obviously you are supposed to watch these shows, some of which are actual art on the speed that regular normal person speed, but it would really help for things that you should know that you don't know and don't want to invest the time into.
Right. You don't get the references to. Yeah.
So that's that.
Anyway, we should probably jump into our performance review.
Yes.
Shadai. The last episode was our anniversary episode.
Well, two episodes ago.
I'm sorry. The one that we're performance reviewing.
Yes.
Was our anniversary episode. We had a special guest. We had Brian. I loved having him.
Oh, sorry. Shouldn't have interrupted.
Loved having him here. I will say was it Michael that posted in the group?
Yes.
So Michael kind of gave us two things to look at. One of them, so the Robin Wood deck, the lore from before I was here is that every one of those cards is Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And like the joke was like, oh, Robin has a beard now. Don't really know how it happens. But Robin is a unisex name.
Yeah, that's what Michael said, which is a good point.
Kind of blew my mind a little bit.
I know. And then Julia told me, she said, you didn't think that Robin was a guy's name? And I said, I'd never thought about it.
Yeah.
But there you go. What I had wanted to say before you got into that was that there are people who have started the podcast in the last 4 months that only know you. So now they know that's the old guy. That's the old host.
Yeah.
That was Brian.
That was Brian. So
he was one of the founders.
He's the person that I compare myself to.
Now he's cashed out.
You got to know and hold him. Know and fold him.
That should just be our new intro song.
I'm okay with that.
All right. We also had another comment from Michael. It wasn't really a performance review. It was just a comment. My pre-advice for the person who wanted to know what advice I'd give my 18-year-old self. I said, take more math classes. And Michael seconded that.
Yeah. It even got into like the specifics of what type of math to take.
Yeah.
Like he said, discrete mathematics.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Math was never... I was always good at math, but I never like piqued my interest. I never gave it the time.
When I watch math videos on YouTube, I do watch those on 1.5 speed. People talk too slow.
That makes sense. I mean, you do watch math videos on YouTube. Yeah, I did not doubt that.
My YouTube search history is math videos and baking videos and board game reviews. That's nice. It. Those three things.
Mine's music.
Okay.
The Hamilton soundtrack.
Okay, yeah.
And chess videos.
Chess videos?
Yeah. So I've always had this like idea that I'm going to start playing chess.
Okay.
But one of my kill time activities is to watch this one chess channel. And it's a gentleman, I think he's from like Ukraine or Russia or somewhere like that. He reviews like popular matches, like Bobby Fischer matches and the world champion
matches.
Like
commentary.
Yeah, he like shows every That's move cool. and like why he did it.
That's cool.
It's super interesting to me.
That'd be fun to watch. I used to watch magic videos like that.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering, not magic tricks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about magic tricks.
No, I did not.
I did magic tricks.
How long ago?
No, I didn't do them. I watched the videos. I don't know when I was like, when did YouTube come out?
2006, 7, 8.
Yeah, so when I was 16, 17,
18. Okay. Shira's eating now. That's definitely going to be heard.
Yeah, but I'm glad Shira's here.
Yeah, she was gone for the first episode.
Yeah, third chair.
Now she's eating her dinner.
All right, well, I think that was the performance review.
Chara-hi. Now we're out of the performance review. We're getting ready to go into the next part of the show. Shira's still eating. All right, now she's done.
Good.
Time for Queerance Corner.
All right, here we are.
Queerance Corner.
Queerance Corner is a lot more desirable in this new spot.
You're more excited to go there now?
Uh-huh.
All right, good. I'm more excited to record the podcast in here, honestly. It's a much better environment.
Yeah, it's more open. I don't have to sit as close to you.
Yeah. It's just bad. There's a lot of better things about it.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you want to read this week's question?
Yeah, sure. Angie wrote, will I successfully grow my cycling business into producing six figures a year?
Stop there. That's on the table blows my mind.
What, six figures a year?
Yeah. People write into this show, they're like, I have this idea. Angie's writing into this show and she wants to grow her business to six figures a year. I don't know. I just think that indicates that she's already having some good high level of success. So I'm impressed is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I don't know what it's making now. It could just be starting out.
Okay.
And that's just the goal is to be making six figures a year.
Still, Angie has a big goal.
Yeah.
Good for Angie.
I know. It's pretty cool. Knowing a little bit about the business and kind of the ideas behind it, I definitely think it's a possibility.
Sweet.
And I've just recently met Angie, but I think she's pretty driven. So
you know a little bit of the background. You think Angie's going to make it happen.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Let's see what the cards have to say. Get that earptick shuffle.
Down, down, do your dance, do your dance.
There it is. Here it comes. We're going into the past. Flip. You saw me. Shuffle.
Yeah, I did. No way.
Four of coins.
The four of coins is a...
It's the no one to hold them, no one to fold them.
Yeah, it's the prince sitting on his stoop in Central Park overlooking his kingdom that he has built. He's got two coins under his feet. He's holding one in his hands and got one on top of his head.
Yeah. This is a card about balance and stability and saving for the future, not making any bold moves. I mean, you got to spend money to make money here and grow the business, but is this pre-business or is this the first stage of the business, the first level of success?
I don't know. I don't know that much about it.
Okay. Because I feel like it could be either.
It could either
be the buildup where Angie's saving up to take this risk and start the business, or it could be sort of achieving that first level of success with the business and then feeling that first taste of success and wanting to kind of hold on to that.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
It could be either.
But either way, I like that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for like a business related question.
Seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Let's see what the president has to say.
Shira has to say bark.
Bark.
Flip. The Hermit. A new one.
Yeah, this is a major arcana card.
I haven't had this card in a really long time.
Really? It's the nine, so it's right before Fortuna's Wheel.
Yeah.
It's a cool looking card. The Hermit is standing on like a snowy mountaintop. The Hermit is a bearded man in a cloak with a staff in his left hand and a light in his right hand, holding it up overlooking. It's interesting, and I'm interested to hear what you are going to have to say and if like your reaction to what I'm about to say, which is it reminds me a lot of the Joker, right? Where it's not necessarily like the full of promise, but like in the standing on a cliff, it looks like the Hermit is looking out over something. I would assume by the beard that the Hermit has wisdom. With that staff makes me think that he's well traveled, and then the fact that he's holding a light means he's like guiding the way to something or something of that nature. Those are my intuitions on just looking at this card. I'm interested to hear what you have to say about it.
That was great.
I'm getting good at this, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I loved all that. You're right on. I mean, this is a card about solitude, obviously, because this person is on the top of the mountain by himself with his light and his staff. And it's a card about reflection and sort of like trying to figure out your way on your own. But this is also, like you said, a person who has wisdom and a person who has the knowledge that they need to take the next step. They just need to spend some time thinking through everything, not being influenced by other people, but really taking a step back. And the Four of Coins is a card about, you know, resting. This is a more active card. This is isolation, but not isolation to rest, isolation to think and really map out a strategy.
That's super cool.
So in terms of the current action here, growing the business is moving from this stage of safety and rest to a stage of thought and planning and not being influenced by other people, but sort of trusting that own inner wisdom that you have, but putting yourself in a position to really use that and put that at the front.
Cool. Again, and this is kind of like the reading that we had last week. I'm excited for this future card because
it's the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, probably will be. Or the World.
Okay.
So, because I feel like this is like kind of, I don't want to say it lays out the question and more, you know, it's a little bit more useful than just laying out the question. Mm. And kind of sets a ground stage. So the future card is going to be pretty important here.
And here it comes.
I hope it's a coin card.
Flip. It is. It's the Knight of Pentacles.
Nice. The Knight of Pentacles.
Good call. A lot of pentacles, which is great for this question.
Yeah, especially when you're asking about monetary things. So for Angie, I don't know. I don't think Angie reads tarot cards, but the pentacles are kind of like I don't want to say money. I mean, obviously they do relate to money, but it's more of like physical wealth.
Yeah.
Like in the physical realm of the world,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's a knight. Exactly. A knight is on a horse. The Knight of Pentacles is on a horse, black horse, looking to the right and in armor, holding the pentacle in their hand, kind of over a desert looking thing.
This is my favorite court card.
The Knight or the Knight of Pentacles?
Knight of Pentacles specifically.
I mean, you know my feeling about knights too. We had some with yeah. John a couple episodes or a while back, and I enjoy knights as well. Tell us about the Knight of Pentacles.
So the Knight of Pentacles, the horse in this card is important. Normally we don't talk about the horse, but the horse in this card is this big plow horse. He's like strong and sturdy because the Knight of Pentacles is all about putting in the work. You know, the other knights are just like charging into battle or are doing sort of these knight, you know, being brave and showing off. But this knight is all about getting your hands dirty and putting in the work to achieve what you're hoping to achieve and like achieve that physical wealth. And so I think that the answer to will I successfully grow the cycling business is like, yeah, but you have to put in the work. It's not going to be easy. We have the Hermit, which is all about reflection and planning and thinking through things and trusting your own intuition and sort of mapping that strategy out on your own. And then the Knight of Pentacles, again, a solitary figure who's putting in the hours to make his reality the reality.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think to kind of tie it back to Angie, since I do know a little bit, I really like the fact that it's a coin heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also like that there's a Major Arcana right there in the present as the Hermit, which again is like a solitude card because I know that Angie is moving soon. And will be kind of away from, you know, what she knows. So
the support network.
Yeah. So I think it's just, you know, having that strength while you're going it alone and then, you know, willing to put in the hard work. It's a really good reading.
Yeah. I love this reading. We have success in the past and then in the present planning the next move. And then in the future executing on that move and putting in the work. It's good.
Book it. All right. Thanks for the question, Angie.
Yeah.
Hope that helps out. Hope you enjoy it.
I certainly did. Good luck with the cycling business.
Absolutely. Now we're going to Card of the Week land.
We have arrived.
Yes. You still have to shuffle.
Yeah. I was going to say also, I know if Angie doesn't want to do all that hard work that we described, like probably just sponsoring the podcast is a way to quickly grow the cycling business to six figures.
Yeah, we will definitely take six figures to sponsor the cycling business.
That's how we're going to grow our business to six figures.
Yeah.
Tell me about Card of the Week while I shuffle.
Yeah, Card of the Week is a card that we draw. The podcast comes out Mondays, so it's a nice way to start the week, especially like on your drive to work, to you know, look at that card of the week as what your week's gonna look like coming forward. This is a card for everybody, lost and found laws. So if you're listening on public transportation, or if you have a Bluetooth speaker nearby, or maybe even if you're in a mall and there's Bluetooth speakers in the Brookstone that you're shopping for, sync up.
Like, yeah.
Let's do it.
That's good.
It's for everybody.
Here we go. Flip. The moon.
Oh, yeah. I love the moon.
We're going to hear Alan's take.
Oh, yeah. We are going to hear Alan's take. I got to describe it first, Ben. The moon has a little, what is it? It's not a crawdad.
It's supposed to be a crawdad, but I always say it's a lobster.
Yeah, the lobster that's at the beginning of this trail. There's a dog and a wolf barking on each sides of the trail. The moon is above betwixt two towers, raining down moonshine onto the dogs. The dogs are hammered. That's what the lore says.
That's new.
No, that was from the last time.
Was it?
Yeah.
I like this idea that the dogs are hammered.
I think we've had this as a card of the week.
Okay.
Maybe not as a card of the week.
Well, I bet Alan has a lot to say about this.
I definitely read this out of here.
Maybe you just read it to yourself.
I probably just read it to myself. So the moon, the primary principle is psychic awareness and danger.
Wow.
Danger.
Psychic awareness.
Alan writes, the serious face of the moon is overtaking the sun. Oh, okay. See, now that I'm looking at it the way that it is, like, that is the sun. So maybe it is sunshine. It's not moonshine. Anyway, Alan writes, the serious face of the moon is overtaking the sun. This may also be read as an eclipse. The light of pure consciousness, sun, is being overtaken by the emotional nature, moon. The result is the quickening of fear and the stimulation of the animal nature.
This is dark.
The wolf and the dog.
They're hammered.
The warning is clear. The warning is clear. Do not let false psychic impressions overtake the situation. Spiritual insight is at an elementary stage.
Mm.
This is seen by the shellfish coming out of the water and moving on to the first step of the path. A person will be led to truth, but the mountain of accomplishment is yet to be climbed. Only 15 droplets rain down from the lunar sphere.
Only 15? I feel like 15 is a good number.
It's a good number of moonshine.
I'll take that much moonshine. I'll take 15 droplets. That's probably enough for me in an evening.
22 is the number of the major arcana. Thus, some information is lacking and wisdom is not present.
Interesting.
The number 15 may also refer to the 15th card, the devil. Ooh. If so, the warning is even more clear.
Well, how do we know?
Do not let the desire nature dominate the situation at hand. The divided towers contain darkened windows. There is separation without enlightenment. The emotions run very high. The dog barks. The wolf howls. Fear and an uncertainty are present.
So, I have a totally different view of this card now.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, when we're reading these major arcana cards, you have a tendency to stop me and say, hey, Alan's getting a little wordy here.
Yeah.
But I was like hanging on to the edge of my seat through that whole entire thing.
I don't know how to feel about this anymore.
It's intense.
Yeah, I mean, for Halloween.
Was it because of the way that I was reading it? I was kind of reading it with a deeper voice and like dark.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty intense.
It was intense. What is the advice this week? Good luck.
I mean, I think it's just like kind of beware of your surroundings.
That's good. Yeah, beware of your surroundings.
You know, I mean, it's don't let your emotions take over too much. They're going to try to.
Yeah, all is not revealed yet. Something's going to happen. Good or bad, we don't know. But like, you don't have all the information yet. Be on guard. Keep your guard up this week.
On guard. That was card of the week.
That was card of the week. All right, we're in the outro. Kevin's got a show to get to, so we got to wrap this puppy up.
Eh, we're landing the plane. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I got to get gas still.
Okay.
I had my Red Bull pre-show. I don't know. My team's probably going to warm up without me, but I feel like this is a really, like a much better warm up for a show.
Yeah, you've already got the vocal cords are going.
Me.
All right. Well, thank you very much this week to Angie. Good luck with the business.
Yeah, I hope you liked your reading. It was really good. Also like to thank the Lols.
Shira maybe sees a trick-or-treater. We don't know.
We'll see in a second. I don't see one.
Okay. Maybe she's just freaking out. Maybe she's trying to thank the Lols.
Oh, Shira was probably trying to thank the Lols.
That was it.
Yeah. Moment of silence for Lost Lols.
The website.
Yeah, you can find us at amateurterror.com. You can ask questions there. You can find old episodes there.
Yeah. You can text or call 314-325-6047. That's just a quick and easy way to get your question or comment on the show.
Another quick and easy way to do that would be at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot. You can ask a question there. It's not the only thing that you can do, though. You can connect with other Lols. You can
post tarot memes.
Post any type of meme. I appreciate all of the memes.
Photos of decks that you recently got. I know Michael's been posting some decks, as has Maggie. They've both been posting decks that they recently got, some of which look very cool.
Yeah, I think Christina posted one, too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's posting their decks.
Yeah, that hasn't happened for a while, so I'm really appreciative of that. I like seeing other decks.
Yeah, so do that. A place to not ask a question, at Scouts Tarot.
You can ask it there. Chances are I won't see it.
Yeah. That's Kevin's Twitter.
That is my Twitter. Ben has a website. It's called I'mMakingAllThisUp.com.
There's not really a way you could ask a question there. It's not really. There's like no. I don't even have comments activated.
So don't ask a question there.
Yeah. Don't ask. You can't really ask a question there. Now, a place to put an affirmative statement would be on iTunes. You should go there. You should put in amateur tea. Skip Amateur Traveler and go straight to Amateur Tarot and give us a rating or review so we can move up to the top of that ranking. The search results.
We still got a long way to go. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day we'll get there.
One day. That wasn't even, I thought that there was, never mind.
Okay.
What's item number 9, Ben?
Item number 9 is thank you to. And this week, I want to say thank you to plants. First off, they've been listening to this show for a long time. Lichen, they've been a Card of the Week recipient for a while.
They also take in the CO2.
They take in the CO2. They brighten up a room. It's nice. It's good. Plants.
Spoiler alert, magic is real. It's not perfect, but, you know, I do
We're
appreciate
amateurs.
It. We're amateurs. Well, I thought we were professional podcasters.
That's true.
Amateur, yeah.
Although we're not making any money off of the podcast, so I guess we're not really
spiritually professional.
Sure.
Oh, trick or treaters.